Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that both of our two most recent presidents have mishandled classified documents. Okay, that's a very, very clear. But only one of them got those classified documents wet and damp. Who says so? It's Donald Trump, and it wasn't him who got the papers wet and damp. It was, he says, Joe Biden. We will get to that latest aspect of the controversy and to a brand new controversy involving abuse of a veteran and a veteran dog alleged against, guess who? George Santos. That and more coming up. But first, the end of the world coming up, the end of the economic world, some devastating economic impacts if they don't do something about raising the debt ceiling. And a terrific perspective on that issue was put forward in a piece today in Politico. The piece is by John Feary, who has worked for a very long time, longer than anybody else, as a principal communications aide to a Speaker of the House of Representatives. He knows the House extremely well, and he wrote a piece about the conservative rebels who have an agonizing choice on the debt ceiling. John Feary, who was an aide to Speaker Dennis Hastert and is a conservative Republican. John, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
It's a great pleasure. Okay, first of all, you accept the general consensus view that the debt ceiling, which has officially been reached today, really does need to, even with some conditions attached to it, it needs to be raised, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've been in Washington only 30 years, and this happens, you know, pretty much every other year where you have raised the debt ceiling. It's not a particularly great vote for members, but I don't know of any member who's actually lost his race or her race because they voted to increase the debt ceiling. And the fact is, if you don't increase the debt ceiling, people don't get their Social Security checks. And so, you know, that's the problem. You know, the biggest source of the increase in spending outside of what Joe Biden has done over the years and what Donald Trump did before him, is entitlement spending, and no one really wants to cut entitlement spending because that's fund spending that goes to your grandma or you if you're close to 60 like I am. And so, yeah, I had a really interesting conversation with my father once when I was working for Denny Hastert, and we were, you know, thinking about reforming Social Security, and he said to me, and I'm going to clean up the language a little bit. He said, if you freaking touch my Social Security, I'll freaking kill you. So I learned my lesson about Social Security and politics real quick. But, you know, that's the bottom line why you have to increase the debt limit. It's not pleasant. It's not a great vote. It's not a good look. We have way too much debt. And I'm glad that the Freedom Caucus and the guys who gave a hard time to Kevin McCarthy for their votes, I'm glad they're bringing this up as an issue. But they have to be realistic about what they can achieve. And, you know, that we don't have as much power as we'd like from a conservative Republican standpoint. I wish we had more.
Well, you also explain in your piece the desire, and this was very much the case for the Freedom Caucus, to go back to regular order, to go back to running the House so there's not so much power concentrated in the Speaker. And certainly people have said that because of his agreements that he made in order to get himself elected Speaker, that Kevin McCarthy is going to be one of the least powerful speakers on record. But what about the process that they're supposed to go through now? Because, as you point out, in regular order, they would have to go through a whole raft of committees. It would take a great deal of time. Is there some shortcut that they can take while maintaining the promises to the Freedom Caucus that could actually get this job done, so we don't have an economic catastrophe that would damage the economic interests of just about everybody in the country.
Yeah, there's definitely a shortcut. You can just bring it right up to the House floor, have the Rules Committee have no amendments, and then you can pass it and pass it to the Senate. But I don't think the Freedom Caucus is going to go for that. I think what they want is they want some real spending cuts to be attached to it. And, you know, the president has said he's not going to even negotiate on that, which is, you know, not a particularly smart decision by the president. I think that ultimately you have to negotiate. But I think that one of the lessons I've learned over my years in Washington is you can't take hostages that, you know, you can't shoot. And you can't really, you know, decide, and we've seen this before, you can't decide that you're going to hold your breath and not going to pass something. Because if you do that...
Well, you don't pay the military either, right? We just lost him. The difficulty is that you're talking not only about people like John's father, who was ready to kill over keeping his Social Security. You're talking about millions and millions of Social Security recipients, and you're talking about national security. And obviously a blow to national security of a major recession, of a major downgrading of the country's credit worthiness. Part of what it does is we are now paying about $400 billion a year just in interest on the national debt. And that is a tremendous amount of money that would go up very substantially if they downgrade our debt. John, you are reconnected.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what I was talking and making lots of sense, and then all of a sudden I noticed I wasn't talking to anybody. I think the issue here is that the Freedom Caucus has to unify behind the rest of the Republicans, and they need to come up with a strategy to negotiate. If they're divided, then what's going to happen is that the Senate's going to pass something, Mitch McConnell will pass something, and then the Republicans will be left holding the bag. And I think what will happen is some moderate Republicans will end up teaming with a bunch of Democrats, and then you don't get any spending cuts. So the most important thing for Republicans is they have to unite.
That sounds like absolutely sensible and the right approach. I believe that about an hour ago there was a clarification in the White House saying that, yes, the White House is willing to talk about spending cuts. The only thing is we don't want that formally tied to raising the debt ceiling. So it's a way of him getting out of the ridiculous statement he made before us. We have nothing to negotiate. There's nothing to say. We're not going to budge one inch, because that's a ridiculous position as well. In terms of getting to this regular order, what's the importance of that? Why is that a good thing for the future of the House of Representatives?
And then the number one issue is that every member gets a chance to be part of the process, and they get the chance to represent their constituents. I think what's happened over the last several years, and this happened when I was working for the Speaker, is all the power gets concentrated in four or five people in the top leadership, and the members don't get a chance to really express their desires or work through the process. So if you don't, you know, have an amendment process where people can offer amendments, that the House can vote on those amendments, and you have, you know, the American people watch their democracy in action, people just kind of lose faith because they see a big deal being cut behind closed doors, and they don't feel like they're anywhere part of it. So I think that regular order is where you go through a committee process, you have hearings, you have markups, you go to the Rules Committee, you make amendments in order, and then you have a big, robust debate on the House floor, and every member gets a chance to represent their constituents. Sometimes they vote in a partisan way, and sometimes they develop bipartisan coalitions. I think that's the healthiest way to get democracy back on track, and I think it will restore faith in the Congress, which is desperately needed. The approval rating for Congress is about 13%, and so that's not very good.
And I guess especially not when you just have Republicans for the first time in a little while taking over a House of Congress. The piece by John Feary, it's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com about the agonizing choice on the debt ceiling. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Michael Medved show, there is a new candidate for the Congress of the United States. He's running for the seat that is presumably going to be vacated by Adam Schiff. Why? Because Adam Schiff is expected to join that Donnybrook along with all the other Democratic candidates, including Katie Porter, and there's Barbara Lee, who is running already, and Adam Schiff. They're running for Dianne Feinstein's seat. And Dianne Feinstein is not retired yet. She hasn't, it's not time for her. She's only 89 years old. And she's assumed to retire. But running for the seat is Ben Savage, who you may remember as the childhood star of the series on ABC TV called Boy Meets World. So now Ben Savage, former TV star, is going to be running to replace Adam Schiff. Of course, Ben Savage running as a Democrat. It's California, where is getting closer and closer to being a one-party state, alas. Meanwhile, a Republican from a state that he's sometimes described as a Republican from L.A., but he's not. He's from Louisiana, the abbreviation being L.A. Senator John Kennedy described the impending debt ceiling crisis. This is clip 11.
If you're going to have a party, you have to pay the band. If you're going to borrow money, you have to pay it back. That's true as a moral principle and a principle of practicality. And you don't have to be a senior at Caltech to figure that out. Now here's the truth part. Congress had a spending party. More specifically, the House Democrats, not the House Republicans, the Senate Democrats and a whole lot of Senate Republicans had a spending party. I didn't vote to do it. I would have been happy with a couple of beers after work.
All right. But we will see about the negotiation and some cuts in spending. There also is a more I think balanced adult responsible take than has been provided by President Biden, who's basically said we're not going to negotiate, no negotiation, has to be a clean debt ceiling increase. And then other people from the Freedom Caucus and the rebel contentious group in the House of Representatives who seem to be okay with the idea of a default or continuing to not authorize an increase in the debt ceiling, which is necessary. It's money we've already spent. Mitch McConnell said today the U.S. will never default on its debt. That's encouraging because it's, you can't do that. You do permanent damage to the country. The minority leader in the U.S. Senate now said today he's confident the U.S. will never default on its debt and that he is not concerned a financial crisis could be on the horizon. McConnell told reporters in his home state that while the push to raise the debt ceiling is always a rather contentious effort, he believes lawmakers will succeed at doing so before the Treasury exhausts its extraordinary measures in June. No, I would not be concerned about a financial crisis, McConnell told a gaggle of reporters following an event at the University of Louisville to discuss disaster relief funding. In the end, he said, I think the important thing to remember is that America must never default on its debt. It never has, and it never will. Came awfully close in 2011, though, and ended up seeing its credit downgraded. He said, we'll end up in some kind of negotiation with the administration over what the circumstances or conditions under which the debt ceiling could be raised. Okay, this is measured. It is responsible. It is deeply encouraging. There's also a message from President Trump. This is part of what is being reported. It says in the National Journal that President Trump is looking to regain control over his powerful social media accounts, Trump's campaign is formally petitioning Facebook's parent company to unblock his account at Facebook after it was locked in response to January 6th insurrection. Trump also plans to begin tweeting again soon, according to a person familiar with his thinking. He hasn't tweeted since he regained access to his account on November 19th. Trump is also lashing out at religious conservatives who have declined to endorse his third presidential campaign. And he released a pre-recorded video today on social media. Of course, a lot of this coming through Truth Social. And criticizing Biden not about his stubbornness on the debt ceiling, not on anything pertaining to Ukraine or the economy or basically the falling confidence in the Congress. This is on that crucial issue of documentary theft, allegedly, of having unauthorized classified documents. This is President Trump concerning President Biden. That's clip A.
At the very same moment when my ultra-secure Mar-a-Lago home was raided by the FBI, Joe Biden was harboring classified documents in his China-funded Penn Center and his unsecured garage, right on the floor, piles of paper. The floor was probably very wet and damp, as many garages are. Yet while I'm being persecuted by Trump-hating special counsel, I call them special prosecutors, but this one in particular is a prosecutor and a Trump-deranged person. They prosecute all sorts of things. He prosecuted war crimes and war criminals. Joe Biden, in the meantime, is being given white glove treatment by a establishment hack who tried to cover up the Russia hoax. He actually tried to cover it up. It's a travesty.
Okay, and he just can't resist talking about the comparison between himself and Joe Biden. We will get to President Trump speaking about what he calls the Injustice Department and why it is that he handled the documents properly and that Joe Biden did not. There is also the claim that that we all know that George Santos stole money back in Brazil by getting a bunch of blank checks from an ailing elderly client who his mother was supposed to be taking care of, and then forging checks to buy wardrobe. But now there's a claim that he stole from a dog. How did that work? We will get to that as well, coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The family of the crew member killed on the set of the film Rust says they support charges being filed against Alec Baldwin. An attorney released a statement on behalf of cinematographer Helena Hutchinson's family after Baldwin was charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. The statement said, "It is a comfort to the family that in New Mexico, no one is above the law." Congress is facing an early June deadline to raise the debt ceiling. The U.S. hit its statutory debt limit today, prompting the Treasury Department to enact special measures to continue to pay the government's bills. White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton says the Congress needs to do its job.
Again, Congress must address this without conditions, as they did three times under Donald Trump with bipartisan support.
It looks like your credit card rates will remain high. A Fed governor said the central bank will have to keep rates elevated to bring inflation down to a 2% goal. Dave Collins, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And as a preview, I guess, of what we should expect if President Trump is successful in getting his Facebook account back and he again rebuilds his presence on social media, not just Truth Social, we'll be hearing a lot more from him and, of course, as part of his campaign. There's also something that is fascinating, it seems to me. You may remember that several months ago, there was a decision by a lot of the leaders of the Republican National Committee that they didn't want to participate in debates. They thought that the whole way that debates were set up with the so-called nonpartisan committee to handle debates. There's this report from the New York Times. The RNC has asked several major TV networks, including CNN, a regular Republican boogeyman, to consider sponsoring debates, an early sign that the party is making plans for a contested presidential primary. The debates would probably begin this summer, about the same time that they run out of the extraordinary measures on the debt ceiling. And Republicans are casting a wide net. Party officials also are in talks with executives from ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox News, along with more niche networks like Newsmax and News Nation. It seems to me very unlikely that they would choose to put themselves in that niche when they're actually trying to win an election in 2024. President Trump, to win that election, would seem to me that the making an issue and making a huge issue of the handling of classified documents doesn't work particularly well for Donald Trump, but he's doing his best. Here is the former president talking on a special pre-recorded video released on social media today. Here's the former president talking about the crimes of his successor. That would be President Biden. Listen.
Biden lied to the American people and weaponized the Justice Department, or as I call it, the Injustice Department, to go after me for the very crime he actually committed. And he wasn't president, so he didn't have the right to declassify, as I did. The difference is that while I did everything right, I did nothing wrong. Biden did everything wrong. The Boxer's hoax should be dropped immediately against President Trump.
Okay, it should be dropped immediately. There is a special counsel who has been appointed. And yes, there's one for Biden as well. But the idea that it will be dropped immediately, or that he, even if he wins election, it would be very, very difficult for him to get out of this thing without a significant investment of time and money and judicial confrontation and, of course, political confrontation. I find it one of the most depressing things in the world to think that these two old geezers, that President Trump and Joe Biden, will be debating who handled documents most irresponsibly.
I have complete possession of my faculties, physical and mental.
And he was at, well, how old was Strom Thurmond when he left the U.S. Senate? And he left the U.S. Senate to go on to his reward. But he was close to 100, I believe. He was even older than Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley just won re-election. Meanwhile, a guy who's only 34 but has already made a lot of controversy is George Santos. And a couple of things that are fascinating about George Santos. One of the things that he said during his campaign, and he said it repeatedly, was that his mother, whose name was Fatima de Volder, and this is one of the bizarre things, he claimed that his mother was of Jewish ancestry. Fatima is an Islamic name. That's one of the names of, I think, one of the youngest wives of the prophet. But in any event, Fatima de Volder, George Santos said she was inside one of the World Trade Center towers when they were attacked on September 11th, 2001. And that it was a miracle that she got out alive, that she survived the attack when she was in one of those towers that was attacked. But immigration records actually indicate that Santos's mother wasn't in the United States on that day or in that year. The congressman's mother, Fatima de Volder, applied for a visa to enter the United States from her home country of Brazil in February of 2003, so nearly two full years after the attacks on the U.S. On that application, she stated she had not been in the United States since 1999. So for 4 years, she wasn't there, including the period of time she was supposed to have been in the Twin Towers. Don Lemon also did a moving interview, actually, with a veteran named Rich Ostoff, who actually said he considered suicide after George Santos allegedly stole his dog's charity funds. Here's the story, clip one.
I mean, I don't want you to ever hurt anybody like you hurt me again, George. And nobody else should ever have to go through that. I almost killed myself when that dog died. That's why I'm here. I don't want him to be able to do this again. My opinion of humanity was very, very extremely diminished, crashed into the floor. And the outpouring I've seen over the last 2 days from people commenting on my story online, especially on Facebook and YouTube, everybody that is positive about this. I've seen not seen a single troll. People want to give me money. They want to give me another service dog. They want to help me with dog food and stuff like that. And they have really brought me back up with my value and my insight in humanity again. George wrecked it with these people, with their hearts and what they've been offering to me. I trust people again.
Were you able to pay the bills and all of that?
I had to panhandle to have the dog euthanized and cremated.
Thank you. Thank you. And listen, there's never... Don't take your life. I'm sure you know that.
Okay, this is a long story, and it involves the phony pet charity that that George Santos was able to set up, one of his many, many dubious undertakings. It was called the Friends of Pets United. And the idea that concerning this dog, who was a service dog for this wounded veteran, that Santos stole about $3,000. Jake Tapper also, concerning challenges in the new Congress, asked Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who's definitely a rising star in the party, she's from South Carolina, how she will manage, as a veteran of our armed services, how she will manage to work with a 9/11 denier like Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're both on the powerful Oversight Committee, which is responsible for various congressional investigations. We will get to that exchange in a moment. And also, there was a report today, and we're still trying to find out what the substance was. There apparently was an extremely angry confrontation between two stars of the what's been called the New Right. Lauren Boebert, who is usually packing, was in a confrontation in a bathroom with... Well, we'll tell you who she was confronting coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael MedVet.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, talking about Nancy Mace, who won fame initially as the very first woman ever to graduate from the elite military college, the Citadel. Nancy Mace spoke to Jake Tapper on CNN, and she was asked how she's going to manage to work on the same committee, the all-powerful investigative committee, the oversight committee of the House that's headed by James Comer of Kentucky. How is she going to be able to work on that committee together with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's a believer in QAnon, a denier of 9/11? She believes that there wasn't a plane that crashed into the Pentagon. It was something else. How is she going to be able to work with somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene? Here's the exchange. Listen.
Obviously, it is an incredibly important job of Congress to provide oversight over the executive branch. But I wonder if some of these individuals, I mean, you once posted a bat, a poop, and clown emoji in reference to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I did.
I'm wondering if that's going to make your job tougher of important oversight.
Well, I think the same thing could be said for the left. We saw in the 117th Congress that members of the squad who've gotten in trouble for perhaps anti-Semitic remarks like Ilhan Omar, those members were on the Oversight Committee. But I'll tell you, we've done a lot of great work. In fact, the last bill that I passed out of Oversight was with Congressman Ro Khanna out of California. It was a quantum computing bill that the President signed into law at the end of the year. So there are great opportunities to get good things done with the right leadership in place. And I do believe in Jamie Comer as our chairman. I am going to be handed a gavel. I will have a chairmanship. I'll be one of five or six committee chairmen on the Oversight Committee. And I plan on working hard, as I always have, and trying to guide what we do on oversight in that direction.
Okay. That's an optimistic version of what is likely to happen. There's also this, that a report from National Journal says that when it comes to the House, McCarthy has to keep his tenuous hold on power. And they talk about George Santos, who was seen on C-SPAN cozying up to Freedom Caucus hardliners such as Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and Lauren Boebert, all of whom are no stranger to feeling ostracized by the Republican conference and creating chaos within the ranks. With McCarthy's razor-thin Republican majority, the new speaker can't afford to alienate a member like Santos and possibly push him to oppose McCarthy on key votes. Even with multiple investigations pending and calls for his own conference to hold Santos accountable, McCarthy's hands are tied. It sounds like a political cartoon in the making. Speaking of a political cartoon, Joe Biden has announced he will not announce his reelection bid before the State of the Union. I think that there's two aspects to that thinking. This was reported by NBC, confirmed by the White House, that number one, he is assuming that the State of the Union address will be a big reset, showing how vigorous he is and how ready he is for all sorts of political fights in the days ahead. That's one thing. And the other is that the idea is that if he were to announce that he is not running before the State of the Union address, people wouldn't pay much attention to that particular address. People have paid attention to an alarming case here in the Seattle area, and it really is kind of disgusting. The story begins: a bikini barista was working alone at a drive-through coffee shop in Auburn, Washington, around 5 a.m. this week, when a pickup truck driver tried to abduct her through the drive-through window. This is the way it was reported by Cairo 7 News. Listen.
The man accused of trying to kidnap a bikini barista in Auburn, making his first appearance in front of a King County judge today, the order that he be held on a $500,000 bail. The King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office has identified that man as Matthew William Darnell. Prosecutors argued that Darnell is a danger to the community, saying there is probable cause for attempted kidnapping in the second degree with sexual motivation and assault in the fourth degree. The judge agreed with that. Now, Auburn police arrested Darnell at his home just before 12 o'clock yesterday. The video police shared of the incident, you're looking at it now, it shows the man pulling up to the window just after 5 Monday morning, grabbing the barista's arm, trying to drag her outside using a looped zip tie. Now, thankfully, that woman was able to get away. Darnell is currently in jail, being held, as I mentioned, on that $500,000 bond. Prosecutors say they hope to receive the documents they need for a formal charging decision sometime this week. At the live desk, I'm Mel Thomas.
Okay, police also said that the perpetrator here, the one who has had the Chevrolet tattoo, can face additional charges. The police officers applauded the barista in question in her bikini at 5 a.m. for doing an awesome job of protecting herself and fighting this person off. He was trying to tie her up and pull her through the window in the drive-thru and into his truck. He noted baristas are in vulnerable positions because they're usually controlling those spots by themselves at early hours in the morning when it's dark outside. And because I do get up very early, 5 a.m. is very, very dark. And yes, this is a scary story. Also a scary story, and a major Oscar contender, is the new movie Tar, which has nothing to do with asphalt or roadways. It has to do with a famous female conductor, orchestral conductor, played magnificently, actually, by Kate Blanchett, who's a favorite for Best Actress. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Kate Blanchett gives another passionate and impressive Oscar-worthy performance in a new film about a world-renowned orchestral conductor who, for the first half of a very long film, manages to hide darker elements of her personality and her past. In Tar, now in theaters.
You want to dance the mask? You must service the composer. You got to sublimate yourself, your ego, and yes, your identity.
You must, in fact, stand in front of the public and God and obliterate yourself.
But that process is in no way easy to watch. Writer-director Todd Field gives a complicated, tormented view of the difficult world of international classical music. But his central character comes across in the end as more appalling than admirable, with a fate that's sad but never rising to tragedy. Rated R for sexual scenes and references, and some harsh language. 2.5 stars for Tar, full of artistry but short on satisfaction. And short on satisfaction, but very long in time. It's one of those films. Babylon is another, Avatar, The Way of Water is another, that have breached the 3-hour divide and just go on and on and on. Now, that's also true for The Fabelmans, which is another Oscar contender. It's more than 3 hours long. But that film, partially because it's telling a family story over a period of years, I think does a more successful job of holding the attention. To hold your attention for tomorrow, on Friday, we're going to be looking at a bunch of other movies. One of them is a melodramatic, tear-jerking dog movie. Starring Rob Lowe. No, he doesn't play the dog. He plays the father who reconciles with his son when they are searching for their lost dog. The dog's name is Gonker, by the way. There's also a remarkable film, which is a prequel to the film The Father that won an Oscar for Anthony Hopkins. He's in this new film called The Son, together with Hugh Jackman, who is sensational, and Laura Dern. It's about a troubled 17-year-old moving between his divorced parents. And then there is another film with Julianne Moore as a troubled social worker with a son who is obsessed with his website, but she has interest in another high school kid, and it's not wholesome. The film is called When You Finish Saving the World. We're also going to be talking about what actually went on in that bathroom confrontation, supposedly, between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. We'll take a look at the House Republicans introducing the Mount Rushmore Protection Act. Who are they protecting the mountain monument from? It's not from forces of nature. And that and much more, Grover Norquist on national sales tax and the debt ceiling, that and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know, I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.